Ekhuluma kupheleni komdlalo wesibili ohlobo lwe-test abawudlalela iqembu lesihlengene le-West Indies, bona ophele iqembu leZimbabwe linqotshwe nge-innings lamarun amane. Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Evan utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo ukuba basoze belahle imbeleko ngokufelwa, kodwa bazasebenzisa lo mdlalo njengesifundo ikakhulu kubadlali abasakhulayo.
Ngakhangela indlela u-Innocent Kayachaye ngayo ibhola, waphinda njalo wajika ngayo lapho athethe khona ama-wickets amahlanu ukudibanise le ndlela uBrandon Mavuta, yena oke wabengabili yeqembu kwesikhathi eside adlale ngayo. Le ndlela iqembu elisidlala lalo ele-West Indies elidlale ngayo ikakhulu kusigaba sakuqala, uzananzelela ukuba kuningi esingakusebenzisa ukuthuthukisa ukudlala kwethu njengeqembu kumdlalo ezayo.
Ukapteni weqembu le-West Indies uCraig Brathwaite laye uvumelane lo Avin ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe lilakho ukuthuthuka kakhulu kwelizayo.
Ngiyibona
ikusasa enhle kuqembu leZimbabwe ngoba labadlali abaningi abasakhulayo, kumele iqembu lelidlale imidlalo eminingi yohlobo lwe-test ngoba kufundeka lula nxa bedlala. Abadlali bakweleZimbabwe balesipho sokudlala umdlalo kakhilikithi, kodwa kuza kuba nzima nxa bengadlali imidlalo eminingi yohlobo lwe-test.
Ocubungula umdlalo kakhilikithi uPraise Dumidlakama uthi yena indlela iqembu leZimbabwe elidlale ngayo ikakhulu emdlalweni wesibili ikhomba ukuba usasemkhulu umsebenzi okumele wenziwe yinkokheli yeqembu yokudinga abadlali abalohlonzi.
Iqembu lama-Chevrons litshengisele ukuthi alila depth ikakhulu kulabo abachaya ama-batters emveni kokubana linqotshwe e-West Indies emalangeni amathathu. West Indies yena ibhethe kanye kuphela, iZimbabwe yona in 2 innings yehlulekile ukufica i-score esishaya e-West Indies. Abafana bethu abe-A-side laba bekade sisithi yibo esikhangelele ukuthi in future yibo abazathatha over from kulabo abadlala kathesi, batshengisele ukuthi abakabi ready ku-international cricket.
Iqembu leZimbabwe belingelabadlali ababalisa uSean Williams, uSikhanda Raza, uRyan Bell kanye loBlessing Muzarabane kumidlalo yomibili elidlalele le-West Indies enkundleni ye-Queen's Sports Club kobulawayo. Umdlali oke wadlalela iqembu leNgilandi uGary Balance yena odlale indima enkulu ukuze umdlalo wakuqala uphele zingutshikilobhanqa, laye ukhuthe umdlalo wesibili ngoba engezwa kuhle. Umdlalo bekumele uthathe insuku ezinhlanu kodwa uhle waphela ngemva kwensuku ezintathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.